With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House today pushing a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies closer now to passage. It still needs to clear the Senate, and then President Biden has said he would sign it. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Texas Republican Mike McCaul, says the bill will impose stricter sanctions against Iran and Russia to serve as a deterrent.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies, the eyes of the world are upon us, and history will judge us by what we do here and now.
While discussing Ukraine, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to amend the bill.
Today, this body says the most important thing we can do, is not reduce spending. That's not it. Not to do anything to drive down inflation. Oh, no, we can't do that for the American people. It's not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Former President Donald Trump will be hitting the campaign trail today. He'll be stumping this evening in Wilmington, North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court making it easier for workers who are transferred from one job to another to pursue claims.
The individuals can seek the claims even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. The justices unanimously revived a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a St. Louis police sergeant after she was forcibly transferred but retained her rank and pay.
That is Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. There's a problem today with the youth pastors in America.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers approving legislation making it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. That law now is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. This is SRN News. Nevada's Supreme Court handing setbacks to gun rights defenders and pro-life activists in two new rulings. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The justices upheld the state's ban on ghost guns, overturning a lower court's ruling that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument the 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was unconstitutionally vague, saying the law's language passes legal muster. Abortion rights advocates, meanwhile, cheered the other ruling in a fight over a voter petition on reproductive health care, but they've since replaced it with another petition they're confident will qualify for the November ballot, focused specifically on abortion rights. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Today is Record Store Day. Remember those places? Celebrating independent retail music sellers who have endured long after the mega stores shut their doors around the country. The celebrations for records continue. More details at SRNnews.com.